Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Crisco does it right after hours. Every day they bring the laughs. Crisco does it right after hours. It's time for the podcast.
We would have started this podcast sooner, but TJ was on a good rant, and she just had to get it out of her system. Do you feel better now?
Yes, but okay. I could go on and on and on if you feel like...
Oh, we know.
Youth sports is ridiculous.
No. She's still going.
I'm done.
You know what? Crisco, you should have a kid.
No.
I think this would be great for you.
No, all the stories that I've heard from Dez and from TJ alone, I don't ever want nor need a kid.
Just don't be a cheer because the cheer people are bonkers.
How about circus?
Oh.
Or circus people bonkers? Because we might switch to circus.
Oh.
No, because I've watched my sister bring Roman through it. I watched Dez bring Dusty through it. And the people are great. It's just... I think that they are under the idea that they're going to become full-on circus acts, and it's not the case.
I mean, I want her to be, she likes cheering, and so I want her to do it, but like the commitment they ask out of 6 and 7-year-olds is insanity. It's insane.
This has been a fun one today.
Nothing can get TJ to stop. She's so wound up about this.
It's insane.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Hey, here's a text that we got. Somebody said, Crisco can speak more clearly after his surgery than TJ can normally. What is happening?
Mean. I feel like I did a great job at speaking today. Thank you very much. In fact, I was in a great mood today until
maybe we
now.
Should ask Sugar Leigh Renard.
Isn't it so bad?
Don't make fun of my dyslexia.
You never spoke of dyslexia. And well, now all of a sudden you say it one time.
I'm just supposed to walk around and be like, hey guys, I'm dyslexic.
You share everything with us.
But not, why would I randomly share dyslexia?
Have you not heard this podcast? We know more about you and Ricky's love life than anybody ever asked for.
But I'm embarrassed of dyslexia. No, I'm not.
It's like you're throwing things at a dartboard.
It just never came up.
Oh.
I'm actually better at it than I used to be.
Good job.
Yeah, that was a minimal gaffe. Yeah. I have gaffed some things.
Gaffed some things. Well, how about some more texts we had this morning?
Oh, boy.
What would you be willing to do only once? That was a great secret.
That
was. So many fun things. Probably butt stuff. Somebody sent in.
Nice.
Probably. I'm not saying probably. I would, but it's probably butt related. I'd try going to a swingers party just the one time.
Just to see what it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it would depend on who's there. You
true.
Know?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, imagine if it's at a Zaluski family reunion. That is a quick nope.
Depends on what food you offer at the swingers party.
That's true.
They'll never leave the table.
Oh.
They'll be like, oh, we'll get to swinging in just a little.
Oh, God.
We'll get to swinging in just a little bit.
No. Oh. Can you imagine?
Is that sandwich? Scene at the end of Bridesmaids? She's like, hungry bear, want a sandwich?
Do you want a sandwich?
Want a sandwich, hungry bear?
It's more like the clumps.
Yeah.
It's more like the clumps. It's like, I'll tell you what. Oh. Uh-oh.
And the worst part is when you're getting tagged in. Like someone hits you on the shoulder and you're like, no, no, no. No, 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 no. No.
Or if it's a random key party. You see one of those, I got your keys. I need my keys. I need an Uber.
That is the stuff nightmares are made of.
It is. Boy, will you be scared straight into whatever you were doing there.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Somebody brings them there for punishment. Crisco's got your keys.
Lost
are you going to learn a lesson or are you going to be better?
Oh. What would you be willing to do only once? Crack cocaine. But just the one time because I have an addictive personality.
No. I don't. I like my life. And I always thought if I tried hardcore drugs, I would immediately die. And then I'd be like, well, that was a waste.
Well, we had a former producer on this show who shared that near the end of his life, he hopes to shove a needle full of heroin in his arm.
What?
Because he's always wanted to try it. And thought... That would be kind of fun.
I have zero interest in drugs.
And nobody joined him in that? Like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? You're right. How great would that be?
Just a little shot of heroin.
Right before you die. So what's the harm? You're dying anyway. Might as well go out with a bang. Thought he really had one there, and that was different.
I mean, if anybody ever wants to know what it's like, look up the goalie from Mighty Ducks. That dude tried it once to see how he'd like it. And then the rest of his life has been taken away from him.
Tried heroin?
He tried heroin. He tried crack cocaine. He did all of it. And there was a picture where his face was turning sideways from all the drugs he's on. He's gotten better now. He's in recovery. Yeah. But man, ooh.
Yikes.
One time can turn into a whole lifetime of mistakes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So don't do it. Don't even, don't just wake up going, you know what? Just a bump.
Yeah.
No.
It's fun to work, man.
He loves when he can get the word bump in.
I don't know. It seems like a drug term. I don't know.
It is a drug term.
Thank you.
A bump of cocaine.
Yeah.
Oh, you knew that quick.
Well, yeah.
I watch a lot of drug shows, obviously.
Duh. They're Millie's favorite.
Hello?
Millie, go watch some other show, Kung Fu Panda or something.
Oh, well, speaking of weird, boy, what a time to be alive. There is a woman who now identifies as a dog.
Oh, huh? That's fun.
This is a woman who goes by Meow. She identifies as a female Dalmatian.
That's confusing.
But she goes by Meow.
Yeah.
Why doesn't she go by Arf or Ruff?
Good question. Why don't we get her on the phone?
Let's ask her.
She slept in a crate and was even rewarded with dog treats by her handlers who helped to look after her. She says, I have pastel blankets and pastel pillows in there. Something about being in a confined space. I don't know if it makes me feel safe from the world or makes me feel like the world is safe from me, but it's comfort for sure.
I mean, most people love dogs.
Want to talk to them.
Yeah. So maybe she's like, I need some pets.
She is legit dressed up like a dog. Did you see the photos?
Oh, I saw the photos.
She has a collar on. She has ears. She dresses doggish.
Like, is that when you don't have any idea what the future holds? You're just like, you know what? F it. I'm a dog. I'm a dog. Somebody take a teacher. TJ,
I'm a dog now. Okay.
So please take care of me.
Okay.
The lady dog went on to confess that she didn't have a boyfriend, but she has handlers, but it's non-sexual. They feed.
I mean, how many people sex with their dogs? I don't know. It's a thing.
Which handler's going to be like, guilty?
If you lift that tail one more time.
Sex with the dog.
So help me. Oh, boy.
The handlers feed her. They take her on walks. We practice training, which is one of my favorite things because I get treats.
Oh, please tell me she doesn't use the yard like a dog.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. If they take her on walks and she just starts like squatting.
But isn't that indecent exposure?
Well, if
no,
it's
she's
her
a dog.
Backyard.
They take her on walks.
Yeah,
I know.
Right. She's watering trees in the neighborhood. The treats are chicken, jerky, and dog biscuits. She also sometimes consumes dog food as a meal. She says it's a little bland. I like to put bone broth or some other additives in there. Yeah.
Huh.
Meow.
Listen, I try so hard not to be judgy. I just want everyone to live their lives, be who they are, own it. But that is hard for me to wrap my head around.
Right?
Real hard. Like, I just don't know that if I met a human dog on the sidewalk and they'd be like, arf, arf, I'd be like, good doggy. I would never. I would never. I would be like, this is so weird.
Too much. Yeah. Well, Meow is classified as an otherkin. It's a subculture of people who identify as something other than human. She's not the only one. This is a thing.
I'm sure it is. Like, our world is very different.
Wow.
That's why I try to be accepting of all people, but...
How about Meow?
But people dogs?
It's a lot.
That's a lot. Like, it's a lot for me.
What happens when you wake up one day and you're like, oh, I don't want to be a dog anymore? Who's going to look at that story online and go, we're not going to hire you? It's not
that's
you,
what
it's
I mean.
Us.
What if
it's
you decide?
My name is Meow. I'm here for the bank job. Nope.
Nope.
You cannot squat
and
in the back room.
What if she's on a dating app and she's like, man, that was such a weird phase of my life. Now she's on a dating app. And of course, we're Googling our dates and they Google her name. And it's going to come up that she used to be a dog. I'm like, so can we talk about your pet? Like, you want to talk about it? And then she can't escape it. It's going to follow her wherever she goes. Nobody's going to want to date a former dog.
Come up with a more common name.
You say that until you meet the people who
that's
are
true.
Her handlers.
You know what? You're right.
That's I think
true.
there is
I take that back.
Someone for everyone.
Oh, there it's is just, someone for everyone.
Yeah.
And it's, again, you do you. Live your life. Don't care.
Just be careful what you name your kids. That's the big lesson.
Yeah.
Don't you give me out?
Or Evelina Juliet. What a beautiful name, right?
It is really pretty.
So this mom came up with a name for their daughter, Evelina. Is that how you say it? Evelina?
I believe so,
Juliet?
Yeah, sounds pretty.
Well, they Googled the name and boom, porn star.
Oh, crap.
So now she's torn. She's like, okay, I don't know what to do. I need a new middle name for Evelina. Evelina Julianne, but it's a bit too long. Sounds like a poem. So I don't want my child to get bullied and embarrassed if people Google names and then boom, porn star pops up.
Yeah, I get that.
Have you Googled Nelly?
Yeah, she's a bra.
She's a bra?
She's a bra. Her real name is Ambrielle. Her real name is Ambrielle.
Oh.
And so there was not
Wait,
really.
Nelly's real name is Ambrielle?
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
You didn't know that?
Did you?
I did only because she said it before, but.
Yeah, her real name is Ambrielle. It's my best friend's daughter's middle name.
What?
And so I heard it and I was like, oh, what's Jay's middle name? And my best friend Shannon's like, Ambrielle. And we just spell it differently. We spell it A-M-B-R-I-E-L-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's so pretty. It's like Disney princessy and it has a meeting. And then her middle name is Ivana because that's a family name in Ricky's. His sister and his mom's middle name and grandma and all the people. So that's a family name. And I was like, okay, that goes great with it. And so then a brand came out of bras that were in JCPenney and it was like, Ambrielle, my dad. And I didn't know it. So my dad was like, you know what? Ambrielle is a bra. Ha, ha, ha. That was the funniest thing ever. He's like, I saw it. I was like, you gotta be shitting.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay. We'll mark it down.
And I was like, okay. But anyway, her nickname became Nilly.
How?
Super random.
How?
Well, because when she was little, you know how Ricky's super tall, so he's got long arms, and she has, like, you know when kids, babies do that, like, a reflex thing, and they're, like, they jerk their arm reflex thing? They always do that. And so Nilly did that all the time, but her arms were so freaking long. They were longer than her knees. And so I'd be, like, there was a picture I came across of this little baby gorilla, and it was doing the exact same thing. So when she was little, I would get her dressed and I would be like, give me your baby gorilla arm. Give me your baby gorilla arm. And then I'd be like, give me your Nilla arm. Give me that Nilla arm. And then it was like, baby Nilla, Nil Nil, the Nil. And now it somehow ended up at Nilly and here we are.
Wow.
Holy. That's where it came from.
That's wild.
I mean, is there ever been a name given at birth and a nickname that are farther apart?
It makes zero sense. I was like, she had so many options. Ambrielle, Amber, Brie, Elle, Ella. I mean, she could have been a lot of things.
Nope. Nilly.
She's the Nilly.
The Nilly.
The Nil.
Boy, I hope she doesn't have to explain that story to a prospective employer.
Oh, I know.
I'm named after a gorilla.
We ask her all the time. We're like, what do you want to be called? Do you want to go by your real name now, Ambrielle? And she's like, no, I want to be called the Nil.
The Nil.
It makes literally no sense. Her name is not a name. Nilly is not a name.
No.
It's not a name.
Nope. No.
Ambria, everyone would be like, oh, Ambrielle, that's interesting. Or they'd be like, that's pretty, that's different.
Yeah.
Does she go to school and she's Nilly to everybody there?
Yeah, she's Nilly.
Well, my full name is a porn star.
No, it's not.
Gay dude.
Really? Yeah.
I'm one letter off. So my last name is a little, it's Dutch, it's unique. And so it always auto-corrects to a different name.
Oh, okay.
Because of the spelling. And so I'm one letter off. If you type my last name, if you double the last letter.
Yep.
It goes to a full porn star dude.
It does. Oh my God. That's funny.
And so if people try to look me up, or if you type in my full name into Google, his name comes up ahead of my name and it goes to his gay porn stuff. And I know that because I've Googled myself. And then I'm like, oh.
And then he Googled himself again.
Oh my
and
God.
Again, and again.
So it happens. It happens. You know, you just got to double check, you know.
It's true. The lead singer of Old Dominion, his name is Matthew Ramsey.
Yep.
And so I remember when we first met Old Dominion, when I was working in country radio, they'd be like, call him Matthew. Call him Matthew. He doesn't go by Matt. He only goes by Matthew. And finally, eventually they told me why. It was because when you Google Matthew or Matt Ramsey, a porn star comes up.
Yeah.
And so it was confusing. So he's like, you only go by Matthew now, which is not a thing anymore. Now you can call him Matt. But he was like, in the beginning, people were like, he has to be called Matthew. Otherwise, if you Google Matthew, you can get the Old Dominion guy. If you Google Matt Ramsey, that's not who
you
get.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, anybody with the last name Ramsey is sure to be a porn star, typically. I mean, you got to be careful with that one.
wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepped, chef-crafted, ready-to-eat meals with Factor. Factor's ready-to-eat meal delivery sets you up for success. How about a two-minute meal? Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat wherever you are. If you're always on the go and needing a quick and easy way to find something to eat, you need to try Factor Meals. They have an easy-to-use website, plus they offer loads of options like snacks, breakfast, smoothies, juices, and more to keep you going on the go no matter what's going on in your schedule. Factor is also extremely flexible. Change your order up every week with plans ranging from 6 to 18 meals per week, or you can pause or reschedule your deliveries at any time. No prep, no mess. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping and cooking or cleanup needed afterwards. Head to factormeals.com/CDR50 and use code CDR50 to get 50% off. That's CDR50 at factormeals.com/CDR50 to get 50% off.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, my, my, my. Wow, the stuff we learned today. What happened at Target?
Oh, my gosh. So we get there, and I decided Saturday, it was today's my brother's birthday, but we celebrated Saturday. And so we went to Target, and we decided to go right away when they opened up. And I walk through, and I go, oh, my God, this is like my own entire Target. This is amazing. There's nobody here.
7 a.m. So Target?
Yes. The best time to go to Target. My favorite, especially on a Sunday.
Oh, no lines, no best. Anything. I shopped. I got all my stuff done. We were in and out of there.
But this is Rich coming from the guy who made fun of me and Dez for sounding like old people. And he's like, oh, have you gone to Target at 7 a.m. on the weekend?
Best. It was
it's really so great.
It was an accidental surprise. I guess call me old. I turned 40 on Sunday. But all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I'm like, it's so quiet. You can hear a pin drop.
You tooted?
No, wasn't me. It was one of the people who worked there who was in the bathroom, and you could hear everything.
Oh.
I'm walking up, and we're just checking out, and we're like, oh, this is going to be... I'm like,
was the door open?
No, it was just, it was because right where we were, I don't remember the middle register, but right in front of us is the bathroom doors. And they were just, I'm like, oh, God, somebody has to tell them. There's nobody out here. It's just reverberating through the, and the clerk is like, yep, hold on. She's like, oh, so I know awkward. Who it is. And it happened for a good 2 to 3 minutes until she's finally like, okay, did you hear about our new Target Circle thing coming up? My God, somebody tell her.
Is it shocking how much farts play a role in your life?
Yeah,
I mean,
probably.
It's everywhere. He's constantly dealing with that.
Yeah.
It's always something.
I mean, it is true.
I can't do farts.
It's
like,
a lot.
Ricky and Nilly thinks it's so funny, and I'm like, this is not funny. Farts are not funny.
Okay, well, that's just a lie. Farts are always funny.
Farts are not funny.
So do they fire them off at each other?
Ricky will he's never farted in front of me.
So why? What's so funny? She's doing it, and then
he
laughs.
She does it, and he laughs, or they make funny, you know, noises, and they pretend they're farting, and I'm like, you guys are so gross.
Well, I mean, they both are, you know, pretty young. So it's I mean, you know, it's going to be funny to both of them. He's got at least 10 more years of being a guy thinking it's hilarious. At least. She's like, shut up. Just shut up.
I can't do the farts. I just can't.
All right. Fair enough.
Well, fine.
It's a lady thing.
I can't.
Yeah. Wow, that poor guy. How embarrassing.
We've been together 9 years. He's never farted in front of me.
Never once.
I think he's afraid now.
Because he's just not going to let it rip.
Yeah.
He would never.
Well, when you make a rule that he's required to go number two at a gas station and never in his own home, I think that you've sent a very strong message.
He goes number two in our house now. We have like multiple bathrooms, so it's not so gross.
So where is he required to go for Princess TJ?
Down the stairs.
In the basement, in the furthest corner of the home.
In his room.
Oh, he has his own designated room.
The guest room.
So help me if I hear one, that's it.
How does that make him feel?
In his guest room. He's just used to it now.
He's used to it
he
now.
He just is. I mean, it was literally the number one. I had a tiny, tiny, like little apartment when we first started dating. He moved in. And I was like, I can't with the smells. And so he would go down outside to use the bathroom in the public restroom area. So it just became a habit.
Yeah.
I mean, he knew what he was signing up for. We've been in 9 years at this point. He knew.
Why does every story you share with us end with, he knew what he was signing up for? But what is he gaining out of this?
I can't tell you on a podcast.
Oh, no, you have.
He does number two in the house now. It's not like he goes outside anymore.
Oh, I'm so happy for him that he can use his own toilet.
See? And he has his own bathroom.
See?
What? See? Huh? None of the
his own closet, his own bed if he wants it.
He gets his own bed?
His own dressers.
Oh, my gosh. You and Dez tell stories that we will get text messages going, boy, Dez must be great at lovemaking because I don't know why Taylor is putting up with it. I don't get it. We now have two.
Will he be allowed to go to WrestleMania if it comes here?
Yeah, if he wants. I'm not his mother. I don't tell him what he's allowed to do and not to do. I just say if you make the choice to go number two in the bathroom, then you make the choice to not. Blah, blah, blah.
You heard Minneapolis is a finalist to host next year's WrestleMania 41. Is that something he'd go to?
I don't know. Maybe. Yes.
It seems like he would do that. Oh, what?
Oh, my God. You have no idea.
You're excited.
I went to one WrestleMania. It was a surprise gift from my brother when he worked. Doesn't happen anymore. I will not be waiting for that surprise. But it was so much different back then. It was so affordable. Yeah. And I'm saying then it was like, I think he paid for a whole weekend experience was like $1,600 for the two of us.
Wow.
So really, I mean, it's a lot of money if you're not a wrestling fan. Do you know how much tickets go now?
It's a lot of money. Period.
Period. Oh, I know. I get it. But this was like hotel, flight. You got tickets to like three different shows. So it was a ton of stuff that came with it to make it a little bit. You would die now. The front row package, if you were to say get that, right? It's like $18,000.
And they're thinking of doing this at U.S. Bank Stadium.
What?
Yes. Oh, it's.
Who has this kind of money to go to these things?
I asked the same question because I always look at it and I'm like, God, what a dream. That would be amazing. Front row. If it ever came here, you'd only have to pay for the ticket. They all sell. Now, some of them won't. They'll put them up some ridiculous prices. I think somebody last year tried to sell front row center seats for $25,000 a piece before the fees and taxes came into it. But people fill these arenas. They're 80, 70,000 seats.
Yeah.
And I think it's sometime this week we find out if Minneapolis is, in fact, going to be the host of WrestleMania.
And
I don't get it.
Do we have a cap on what you're willing to spend? I think $200 is fair. For the cap.
$200
total? Have you been in the top of the U.S. Bank Stadium? It's terrifying.
Total. Can you give me five?
No.
I will only buy my ticket.
That $500?
She's right. I don't want to be it. If that's the case, if you're capping me, and you are way smarter at this than I am,
Crisco.
If you're capping me, then I will not go. I'll just watch it on TV.
I think the best seat. That is not your husband. You live your life,
Crisco.
He's
my work husband.
I'm his financial advisor.
Yes.
Live your life.
He doesn't always take claim to that, so I have to run with it when he does. So 500 is not acceptable.
No.
450.
Nope.
400.
Nope.
Wow, I went really quick down. 375, final offer.
Nope.
Come on, that's in between.
Your seats are going to suck.
That's in between 200.
Nope. You would watch it better on TV for free.
325.
Yeah, 325.
325. Okay, I can make that
work.
You're
still going to be in the nosebleeds.
Well, I'll see what I can get for 325, and then I'll spend $10,000. No, I'm just kidding. If I can't, I don't want, like, I always had pipe dreams in my head. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go. I'm going to try to get, like, front row seats. And then they started getting to, like, Super Bowl levels.
Front row?
Oh, God. Like I said, back in the day before they added these stupid, like, services and all this other stuff, it was like, oh, my gosh, you could go for a certain amount of money. Now, I mean, you're taking out, people are taking out $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 loans.
That's insanity.
To sit front row
Can't
for WrestleMania.
Can't you just go and like wait till the end and do one of the game time apps or the, you know, Spotify? What's it called?
Does anybody want to give me tickets?
StubHub. Can't you do that last minute and then people are like, I have to sell these tickets or I get nothing?
Yeah, but the problem is those really nice ones up front, people will just go, well, fine, I'm not gonna cut that down to like $400 for
sure
you.
Sure they would if they spent thousands on it.
If I'm sitting outside of U.S. Bank Stadium and you've given me a budget of $325, the front row seats goes down to $450, will you let me make that
Yes.
out? Front row.
It won't happen.
Hey,
it won't.
Tag You're team right. with me and I will tag you in.
Tag me in? Oh my gosh. I'm like, I spent so much money, TJ told me I could.
Jeez. Craziness.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. The After Hours Podcast.
No matter what the weather is like, and I can safely say that because today it's cold, and tomorrow it's going to be cold. This week we're going to have snow, but last week we had 60-degree weather. Apollo is the place if you're ready to replace, because they always have new deals on furnaces and air conditioners. I know it's feeling like winter today, but tomorrow or a couple days from now could feel like spring or summer, and you have to be prepared. And don't forget, Apollo actually has you covered on all your plumbing needs as well. Keeping your home comfortable all year long is important to both me and Dez, and that's why we rely on Apollo. Apollo has been serving the Twin Cities Metro for over 40 years, and their team of expert technicians are trained to diagnose and fix any issue that you may have. And it doesn't stop at heating and cooling. They can also help you with a leaky faucet, a clogged drain, whatever it is, Apollo has you covered. And Apollo was rated number one again last year, so you know they've got the most qualified team in the industry. So don't spend another day being uncomfortable in your home. I would never put up with it. I couldn't, and Apollo knew that. Leave it to the experts at Apollo. Schedule today by going to callapollo.com. That's callapollo.com.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.